Hello.
Hi. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Nisa Daniel, please?
Speaking.
All right, ma'am. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Just to make sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, et cetera, black, African-American, or mixed, including black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native
black,
American, or
American?
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
48.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential elections and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same, in your opinion?
About the same. About the same.
About the same. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. I remember, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, ma'am, and thinking about the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, okay, would you say the wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Falling behind the cost of living.
Falling behind. Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns here. Some people say are important, you know, to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and president. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important, you know, voting issue is for you. Usually 10 if it's the most important, usually 5 is somewhat important, and usually 0 if it isn't important, okay? But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one will be raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
10.
10. Okay, expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
10.
10. Okay, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Improving K-12 public school education.
10.
Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
6.
6, okay. Banning assault weapons.
10.
Addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10.
10. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And in thinking more broadly about, you know, the upcoming elections, what do you think elections should be most about? Improving K-12 public school and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, bringing in new leadership and making, you know, change with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. You may choose two of those to be the most important to you.
Okay, what was the options again?
Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, tackling inflation. That one? Okay. Tackling inflation and improving the economy, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, and stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
Well, isn't that last one and the third one kind of the same thing?
Well, this is about, you know, this is about women's equality, you know, equality. And
right.
The other
but
one
that's
is...
What I'm... But wouldn't that fall into stopping from the way the world is from being rolled back?
The other one said this is for the rights of and freedoms. Or being rolled back.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. But wouldn't women inequality still be umbrellaed under that?
I guess they got it different because they're talking about, you know, reproductive rights.
Okay, the economy would be, well, and I can only pick two?
Two, yes, ma'am, to be the most important. So tackling inflation and improving the economy, that would be your second choice? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
all
my
right.
second choice.
All right, ma'am, and now, you know, I like
but,
the race.
But then I need to change. But then I need to change my first choice because
okay.
women,
let me,
yeah, women's issues. Yeah, women's issues okay. are not included in my. So I want women's issues in the economy.
Okay, women's issues. So okay, all right, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. Now I like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues. You know, using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one will be Barack Obama, from 0 to 100.
100?
Okay. Donald Trump.
1?
1? Okay, Hakeem Jeffries.
75.
Okay, Democrats in Congress.
60.
J.D. Vance.
1.
1. Okay, Kamala Harris.
75.
And Cornel West.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
Never heard. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, a Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, as you may have heard, you know, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be Democrat Party candidate for president. Next, I'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. Okay, the first one says, I'm excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be a victim of sexist attacks against her because she's a woman.
Agree.
As strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, yeah, and the last one says, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you some issues and, you know, and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in the community. For each, please tell me who do you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Would you think Kamala Harris would be better or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Would that be much better or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Much better. Okay. What about maternal health issues and disproportionate negative health outcomes for Black women?
Kamala Harris.
Much better or just
much better.
Just some.
Much
okay.
better.
What about improving K-12 public school education?
Kamala Harris. Much better.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system.
I don't have a answer one way or the other.
Okay, you think, okay, no problem. What about implementing common sense gun reform that help to keep, you know, help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
Kamala Harris? Much better.
Much better? Okay, much
mm-hmm.
better. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now we almost finished with this survey. I'm only going to read you some statements. I'm going to read you the reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat reason, you know, convincing reason, and 0 means not all convincing reason to vote into 2024 presidential elections. But you can select any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one says we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more, you know, equitable education funding so that the quality of public school isn't depending on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get, you know, the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children. Do you think that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can use any number.
Very convincing. A 10. Very convincing.
Okay.
10.
All right, ma'am. And the other one says some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they're willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to give them off, you know, entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying those benefits. It is important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
Very convincing. A 10, very convincing.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Okay. It's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you now, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Would that be much more important, just somewhat more?
Much
important?
More. Much more.
Okay. Much more. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, and we're almost done with the survey. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 weeks. YouTube, would that be yes or no?
Yes. Well, you mean use or view? I've watched YouTube. I haven't posted nothing, so that's
yes.
what I'm asking.
Well, that's like, you know, that's what they're talking about. If you have, you know, used them or, you know, view them, but just
yes,
as long
I
as you get
it,
in
yes.
there, you know.
Okay. Yes.
What
okay,
about
yes.
TikTok?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
And Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Master's degree? Okay, and are
yes.
you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced, okay, divorced. All right, ma'am, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I mean, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Good. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, suburban. And then, okay, aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
About once a week, online.
So every week?
Yeah, online, yeah.
Every week, right? Okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay. All right, ma'am. And which of the following best describe your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Employed. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.